You are listening to Stoke FM, broadcasting at 92.5 FM in Revelstoke. Here's a news update. There's a derelict building down a dirt road where the city's developing Powerhouse Park. Now it sits silently. Up until recently, the sound of fists punching bags could be heard coming from the building four nights a week. Women, men, teens, and the Revelstoke Grizzlies trained at the gym in that building with the boxing club. The club's been using the building for 5 years, but suddenly the city condemned it, and the boxers need a new place to train. The city owns the building. Evan Parliament is Revelstoke's chief administrative officer. He said the club had a lease to use the building that expired 3 years ago. According to Parliament, the city only recently became aware the lease was expired. They sent out a team 2 weeks ago to inspect the boxing clubhouse. The inspection found black mold, rats, birds' nests. Parliament said there was no ventilation in the bathroom. He said the building's state is of deep public concern. It's all about safety, he said. The building will be demolished quickly. Maybe the fire department will burn it for training, he said. The boxing club, meanwhile, is scrambling for a long-term solution to their space problem. AJ LaRose is one of the coaches. He's been with the club for 2 decades. There are birds' nests in the eaves. He requested eaves coverings when they first moved in the building, but never got them. He's seen the occasional mouse, but never rats. There has been a leak this fall. LaRose said it was patched, but that's when the mold started forming. Parliament said it's not unusual for cities to lack community space, and Revelstoke is no different. Other groups like the Squash Club are looking for space too. Parliament said maybe they will find a building they can use together. He said the multiplex the city's building to replace the forum may include a permanent boxing gym down the road. Parliament said the city's intention isn't to displace the boxing club and that they'll work with them to find short-term and long-term solutions. The next class is tonight, women's boxing. It's going to be held at the rec center at the usual time, 6 o'clock. Parliament said the club can use that space, the golf club, or the Legion temporarily until they can find a place to hang their bags again. Jessica Stewartson coaches women's boxing. She runs 3 classes a week, 2 women's and 1 teen girl class. Here's an interview with AJ LaRose and Jessica Stewartson.
I've taken over as a full-time coach for the past 6 or so years.
That sounds good. And what about yourself, Jessica? How long have you been involved and how did you get into it?
I've been involved probably on and off for the past 13 years. I got involved when my husband started helping out at the gym and realized that it's a really good workout and decided to go try it out. And then a lot of my friends decided to try it out. And from there, we just decided there's a market for a ladies' boxing program.
And tell us, you're currently in a building, or I guess not anymore, but you were in a building in the Powerhouse Road area. How long were you using that building for?
We've been in that building for about 5 years now. We've had several gyms throughout the past. We started up in an aerobics room up in the old Body Sense gym. From there, we went to the downstairs floor where Judy's Design is now. From there, we went to the Big Eddie School gymnasium. And then after that was demolished, we went to the Mount Bigby School gymnasium. And from Mount Bigby School, we're at this current facility on Powerhouse Road, which now we've, again, lost use of.
And tell me about how you got to be using that building.
When we became aware that we were going to lose the Mount Bigby School gymnasium, we were desperately looking for another place to rehome our gym. And kind of in the midst of the chaos, the snowmobile club was vacating that building. So as they went out, we kind of slid right in behind them.
What was your understanding with how long you could use it for?
That was always sort of up in the air. Like it is and has been for a long time a old building in need of a lot of TLC. The unfortunate part of this is we weren't really given much notice They did perform an inspection on it about a week or so earlier. And then after that inspection, we received our notification.
And so what does this mean for the club? What is your status now?
So right now we are kind of without a home. We are looking at options. You know, short term would be, you know, just open floor space, something that we can put classes on with no real heavy bag equipment or anything like that. Just the bare minimum, skipping ropes, hand pads, stuff like that. A midterm solution would look in the realm of, you know, our own space for a few months at least, where we could set up, you know, a temporary setup. And then a long-term solution would look like a spot where we could set up for years, establish a regularly normal functioning boxing club again.
It sounds like the club's always been a bit of an orphan and hasn't really had a home. What do you think it would mean to you to have that long-term place where you could not have to worry about moving?
It would mean a lot. Like the boxing club has been functioning for over 20 years now. We don't gross a whole lot of money. It's kind of our goal to make this the most affordable sport in town. And boxing historically is a sport that, you know, has always had potential for people of lower income or people struggling financially. It's always been a sport available to those people. So because of we're trying to maintain that in our sport, we're always on the asking side of a building. We can never afford very much. And we always try to just make ends meet. This is all volunteer. We don't bring any money home. All the funds go back to the gym. So the more affordable of a location we can find for the gym, those savings get passed on to our membership.
Just for me, speaking to that, because I have, as I said, attended some sessions, and it is a barrier for me, a lot of the programs in town, because they are so costly. And so having something where you can go and pay $5 cash and then kind of be a part of something and be a part of a community, it is really meaningful, especially like right now where everything is kind of disconnected and everything costs so much money. I can't believe this goes on here. Like, it's very special. So do you want to speak to a little bit, both of you, about what you think the boxing club, like what role it plays in the community? Jessica, what do you think about that?
Within Revelstoke, everything is, you know, it's getting a little pricey, and I think it's just a really good spot for kids, families. We've got dads and sons and moms and daughters coming to our classes.
Speaking of fathers and sons, AJ's son Evan was sitting on his lap during the interview, and he started eating Hawkins Cheesies. That's the crunch you're hearing. You're listening to Stoke FM. This is an interview about the Revelstoke Boxing Club.
And it's a good spot for everybody to be a part of a family or a community. The ladies program has been a place where, you know, we get our workout in, and, you know, there's a lot of laughter, and there's some serious issues that we like to talk about too. We've just started a teen girls program, and that's been well received. A lot of girls, you know, don't have the confidence to potentially stand up for themselves in a dangerous situation. So I feel that's really important to bring to the community as well.
And do you have anything that you would want to add to that, AJ?
Yeah, we're constantly having kids show up on our door at our gym, and the parents have spoken to us, and they say, hey, my child's experiencing bullying at school. We'd like to enroll him in boxing. And it's not necessarily a how to defend yourself sort of thing. It's such a confidence builder for people of all ages, not just kids, that a person might be able to overcome stuff, you know, stuff like intimidation, body image issues. Another one of the common sights we see are kids who are having weight loss issues, and we have wild success stories with those occurrences. And it's a proven sport that can help with those things, and we see it time and time again.
How many programs do you guys provide?
Right now, I do one class, one general open class, and then I do another two classes with the hockey team. So I'm teaching three classes right now. We just had a coach who moved away. He was doing four classes a week, including an 8 to 12 class.
And for the ladies program, we do that Monday and Wednesdays. And then for the teen girls program, we do that Wednesdays as well before the ladies program. But I know we have a couple of females that are wanting to get into the competitive side of it. And looking at that, we were kind of just brainstorming before we were removed from the club. We were just sort of like brainstorming some pre-competitive program, or get them into a different spot where they can just fully concentrate on learning the technique and the structure of going into a competitive class.
So with my classes, I see about 10 to 14 people a night in my general class. And then with my two hockey team classes, I see another 10 to 14 people with each of those classes. I've got a handful of people that help out with coaching when I'm having scheduling conflicts. So there's probably about 2 to 4 of those people. And then we did have 3 sort of regular coaches until one moved away recently. So I would say right now it's just me and Jessica who are the regular coaches at this time.
And then for the ladies program, it could go anywhere from 6 people one day and then up to about 16 people one day. So it always kind of varies in between there. And then I have a solid 7 teen girls, but I feel like that's going to grow because it's those girls are very excited, and I'm very proud of that. So
I also have 2 young kids right now, 2 14-year-olds who are registered to compete on the boxing scale as well. And 2 more who have shown interest as well. So I have a potential of 4 competitive boxers at this time.
Yeah, and then 2 on the side. So he'll be busy. He's going to have 6 competitive coach as athletes. So that's great.
And I know that you're out of the building on Powerhouse Road now. Do you have an interim solution, like a short-term solution?
Oh, we are looking at every possible solution right now. We've been making calls around like crazy, trying to find where we can set up temporarily, where we can set up, possibly for a couple months. Right now, the next scheduled class is Jessica's class at the rec center. I'm still looking for a solution for most Thursdays for myself right now. We're hoping to have at least a midterm solution become available here very shortly, somewhere where we can set up for a couple months until we can find a more permanent home.
And then this is, the radio, so who knows who will be listening and who knows how it will get talked about. But anything you want to let the community know about the ideal space that you're looking for?
Yeah, we don't need much. We just need a space to call our own. Like, it's usually about the size of a shop bay, somewhere with a bathroom for people to get changed or use the washroom when they need, as well as, running water for filling water bottles. Other than that, we don't need too much.
Daddy. I'm done.
We're almost done here, Evan. Anything that you want to add to that, Jessica?
Just a supportive place that we can go to and call our own. I think AJ kind of touched on all of that, but yeah, just one big open space. Hang some bags, put some equipment in there. I think having a ring is always a benefit to our fighters to train in, but right now it would be nice just to have a space that we can show up in and get training. So,
and then given that your intention is to keep costs low, do you know if the city will subsidize you or support you when you find a space so you don't have to charge the users as much?
At this time, we can't really, you know, speculate on that. The city has expressed a desire to help us move forward and help us find a home. At this time, there's no concrete idea where we're going to go at this time.
Anything else that either of you want to say?
Just if there's someone out there listening and they're willing to help out a, you know, small nonprofit with some floor space, we're open to anyone who might want to help us out. And as well, anyone who might be listening who's interested in trying out boxing, please follow our Facebook page. That's where we post all of our updates. It's where we'll post when we find a new facility, where the next temporary classes will be held.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with me about it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Jessica Stewartson is one of the coaches with the boxing club. You also heard AJ LaRose, who's the other coach. The club's looking for a space to train with a washroom, a place they can hang their bags, store their gloves, and have a ring. Anyone is also welcome to come to a boxing class. Go to their Facebook page to see a schedule and communicate with them. That's the Revelstoke Boxing Club. For a longer version of this interview, go to the news section of our website, StokeFM.com.